Ramsey TV.
Well, it is Martin Zender. They let me out of jail. I got out of YouTube jail. When they put me in jail, I could not even pass go. I could not even collect $200. Somebody had to tell me that my video with the pirate was knocked out of commission. So sad. Very sad. But hey, it's YouTube's rules. I will play by their rules. We put that video on Rumble. Any controversial video I do from this day forward, it will go on to Rumble. And the link is right down here. So go to that link. Go to rumble.com. Just go to the link. That's all you got to do. Just go to the link. It'll be beautiful. And you'll be able to see that video. So they knocked me down for a week. If I get two strikes, I get knocked down for 2 weeks. If I get three strikes, they pull my whole channel, all my spiritual material. But don't worry, I'm not going to let that happen, okay? I'd be stupid to let that happen. Because I don't have to talk about those things. But if I do, if I really feel the need to talk about controversial issues, then I will go to the other channel. But that generally won't be necessary. I'm going to obey the rules. Here's the thing, though. In 90 days, my strike is removed. All right, so I just got to behave myself for 90 days. Can I do that? Oh, yes, I can do that because I'm going to talk about the scriptures. Now, I'm making this video on Monday because I don't know how YouTube counts a week. My video got pulled on last Monday afternoon. So does the full Monday have to pass and I can broadcast on Tuesday? Or can I broadcast on Monday? I'm going to try to put this out on Monday. If it's Monday and there's no video from Zender, that's why. But in that case, you'll be seeing this on Tuesday. And so it's all retroactive somehow. Anyway, I missed you. I really missed you. I was going crazy. But I said, okay, this is of God. I'm going to use it to take a break. I haven't had a break in 3 years. I haven't missed one show in 3 years. And I like that. I like the consistency. Day after day after day after day. That's how you get 2,066 videos. But that was a source of pride for me. So now God knocked that out. So, okay, I missed a week. So I thought, okay, if this is necessary, then I'll just try to relax a little bit, unwind my mind. Of course, it didn't work. No, it didn't work. It was a nice thought, nice theory. I want to talk about vessels of dishonor. Poor vessels of dishonor. When we think of vessels of honor and dishonor, of course, we know that we're vessels of honor, chosen beforehand, before the disruption of the world. The phrase I like to use is, we've won the lottery, right? It's like we've won the lottery because we realize that it was nothing we did. If we're chosen beforehand, before the disruption of the world for the place of a son, then obviously there's nothing we did. There's nothing we could put into practice, good or bad, that could make God choose us. You know, it's the old telescope of time. God looks down through the telescope of time, and he sees that you're going to be a good boy. He sees that you're going to be a good girl. Oh, I guess I'm going to have to pre-designate that one because they're good. No. Isaiah 46:10. God tells the end from the beginning. He doesn't have to look to the end. He tells it from the beginning, before the end or anything in between has even happened. Okay, so when I realized that I was truly of the same flesh as Adolf Hitler, or Mother Teresa, for that matter, this was back in 85, 86, I was so thankful to God. I said, that could have been me. That could have been me. I could have been Mother Teresa. I might have had to talk like this for the rest of my life and wore a funny little head thing and walked around with a lepus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. And then I could have been Adolf Hitler. Hey, her, shine. Ooh. But no, I was Martin Zender and a vessel of honor chosen to be in the body of Christ. I felt so fortunate because I realized it's not me. I just won the lottery. I won the lottery. I won the lottery. So in the last 2 days, I've been thinking of this from the vessel of dishonor viewpoint, which I rarely do. I don't like to put myself in the place of a vessel of dishonor. It's very difficult for me. So, but I've done it. I did it today. And the phrase I came up with is a shocker. I think you'll be entertained by it. The phrase is, it sucks to be a vessel of dishonor. That's it. There's nothing you can do to honor yourself out of it. You couldn't know ahead of time because just as God designates us beforehand for the place of a son, I think it's self-evident, I think it's a corollary, maybe unstated, that he also designates vessels of dishonor beforehand. It might not be before the disruption, it might be from the disruption, I don't know, but Romans 9 will back me up on this. Thanks, Paul. Romans 9 says, what does Romans 9 say? Oh, yeah. Concerning Jacob and Esau, before any of them were born, before Jacob or Esau were born, they were twins. Before they could do anything good or bad, put anything into practice at all, God said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. So there you go. Sucks to be Esau. And the weird thing is, Jacob was a supplanter. He was tricky. He tricked Esau into selling his birthright. So Jacob wasn't an angel. But see, his behavior had nothing to do with it. It was that God chose him to be a vessel of honor. And there's Esau. I mean, God still blessed Esau. Vessels of dishonor are still saved for eternity, as you know, of course they are. But it sucks to be vessels of dishonor. It's as simple as that. It just sucks. They can't get out of it. It does make you feel a little bit more sympathetic toward them. I try to fight that off, but it could happen. You feel sympathetic. Let it happen. Let it happen. That's the absolute viewpoint. In the relative viewpoint, vessels of dishonor are a real pain in the ass. I don't think I'm telling you anything new, okay? So, but we don't know if someone has been designated beforehand for the place of a son, i.e. a vessel of honor. We don't know if, you know, along the route, they're going to be vessels of dishonor. I mean, they're going to appear as vessels of dishonor because they haven't come into their vessels of honorhood yet. You see, so it's more like a career. Like a vessel of dishonor is one who the career is dishonorable, the whole thing. Like, I'm thinking Pharaoh was a bratty little kid. I don't think Pharaoh, well, yes, I know the argument is, well, wasn't Hitler? Think of Hitler as a baby. I've seen pictures of Hitler as a baby. I still think he's evil. No, he started, everybody starts good. I don't think, you know, I mean, we're all dying, of course. I'm not counting that. I'm just saying people are formed by their environment. But that's only relative, really, because Hitler had no choice. He could have started nice. He could have gone, Mama, Daddy, I love the Jews. I love the Jews. And then later he became Adolf Hitler. But it was designated that he would become Adolf Hitler. You see, you can't do anything about it. And I think that the vessels of dishonor have a role, and they eventually move into their role. Pharaoh's role was to withstand Israel. Is it possible? So we don't know anything about what happened to Pharaoh after that. Is it possible that Pharaoh, no, he's called a vessel of dishonor in the scripture. My question was going to be, is it possible that Pharaoh could possibly have become a vessel of dishonor, a vessel of honor later? Like he reformed his ways, joined the Boy Scouts, or became a Boy Scout leader? Could be, but even so, no, I don't think so, because scripture calls him a vessel of dishonor. It doesn't say he was a vessel of dishonor while he was withstanding Moses. He's just a vessel of dishonor. So it sucks, I would think. I don't know this for a fact, but I think, ask one, I think it would suck to be a vessel of dishonor. And I think vessels of honor, again, have won the lottery. So be thankful today. I'm especially thankful today. I'm thankful every day, but today I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Slow down. I'm thankful that I'm back with you because I missed you. And you've told me that you missed me, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Many of you said, Martin Zander, I guess I was taking you for granted a little bit. I never should have done that. I realized I was wrong. I'll never take you for granted again. Don't go away. I'm not going to get another strike. I'm going to be a good boy. You see? Been walking the line, toeing the line. Today, and I'm going to continue to toe the line for you, for me, for the glory of God and Christ, and for the glory of all the vessels of honor that need to hear the word of God.